We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
On the Bobcat Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Cat Chat with head football coach Brent Vegan. Brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings, the official home of Cat Chat, every Wednesday night at 6:30. State Farm. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Montana State University, Mountains and Mines. Town Pump Food Stores, proud sponsor of the Brawl of the Wild Series. And by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Now, here's your host, Zach Mackey.
Another edition here of Cat Chat. Thanks so much, everyone, for coming out and enjoying today's program here from Buffalo Wild Wings in Bozeman, Montana, or on the Bobcat Radio Network across the state of Montana. We've got Coach Brent Vegan in the house joining us here today. We're going to be talking with the offensive line, too, a little bit with Coach Brian Armstrong, as well as Lewis Kidd and Zach Redd. Coach Daniel Jones is joining the program later on, and Tori Martell is going to be here as well, coming off that three-point championship. She's going to be joining us here coming up in a little bit, but we'll start here with first-year head coach, now Coach Brent Vegan. And, Coach, how was this week? How are things going?
Yeah, continuing to make progress. We have our first scrimmage at the end of the week, so you know, each day has been a build to that, whether it's been installing more offense, more defense, going through some more situations. We had a real good practice yesterday afternoon where, you know, I think the competitive nature of what we're trying to approach continues to show up, and you know, we're real excited, you know, to practice again tomorrow, but to get the guys out there on Saturday and go through that first full-length scrimmage.
Coach, anyone who's been out there the last couple of weeks now has seen kind of that progression. It seems like more and more, maybe towards the end of practice now, you're spending a little bit more time with the 11-on-11 type of scenarios and full pads, full go. It's kind of that ramp up right now.
Yeah. You know, like I said, most of your schemes are in. Now you're implementing situations, whether that's been third down, probably in particular. We did some goal line going back to Saturday. We did some red zone. You know, all those situations where the wins and losses are decided, you know, how well do you defend in the red zone versus how well do you score? How well do you get off the field on third down? How well do you convert? I mean, those differences, along with the turnover takeaway scenario, are so big to winning and losing. And we want our guys to be in those situations competing and understanding, you know, the heightness that they need to have on those given downs.
Coach, I think a lot of people have an interest, too, in kind of knowing when you go, you got three practices a week, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. When you come up with that game plan? How do you determine how much time is going to be spent individually, how much time you're going to focus on the red zone, how much time you're going to do what? Is that something that you make and then give it down, or how does that process go about?
Yeah. You know, certainly get feedback from the staff. Certainly lean on, you know, my experience both at Wyoming and North Dakota State as far as how we practice it, how we built our teams up. And then certainly look at the health of our team. You know, and immediately at the beginning of spring ball, we were going two groups of 11-on-11. Our numbers were a little bit different. We've gotten a little beat up, in particular in the defensive line. It's kind of been a rash at that spot. So we've gone to more one group at a time. But yeah, you're day-to-day, but you want to get certain situations covered. And you know, you want to get a certain amount of reps. And you know, there's a lot of vested interest in there. I think each position coach has their own point of view. That's their point of view. And as a head coach, you try to bring all that together and put the best plan forward.
Coach, I'm sure yourself, some of the staff that are in different positions moved around a little bit, trying to get their bearings, trying to understand here with a couple of practices in, who's where, how it goes. How do you go about getting a depth chart? Does that come out before spring practice and then after spring practice? How does that whole process going to go about for you?
Well, I think that's a good question. You go out there and practice, so someone has to go out there right away, I guess. So you probably have a preliminary idea of how you see things, but I really think through these first nine opportunities, tomorrow being eight, Saturday being nine, I think we come out of that with kind of our first baseline depth chart. And 2 weeks left, finish those 2 weeks, get through the 15 practices, and then we'll lay a depth chart like we would be playing on May 1st. Now, we're not playing on May 1st. We're not playing until September. So things can still change, but I think it's important to leave spring with guys knowing where they stand, you know, both, I suppose, the good and the bad, you know, within your team. And I think as coaches to understand, hey, you know, where are we real strong at? Where are our strengths going to be? What can we really lean on? Where are areas we need to improve? And you know, we have May, June, July with the guys mostly being in the weight room and working with Coach Heron, but you know, we got to be able to task him with some of those improvements. You know, there's opportunities for us as a coaching staff to be with our players through the summer from a film study perspective. Where do guys need to continue to grow as far as their knowledge within the program? So, you know, the end of this month, I think we'll have a good idea where we stand, but more so just what do we need to do between the end of April and the beginning of September as we're slated to play down in Wyoming.
Coach, we're talking with the offensive linemen going to be coming up here. That's a group that I'm sure is going to excite you. It all starts up front. There's a lot of experience, a lot of big guys up front here for this Bobcats team.
Yeah, no question. I think you look at experience. You know, there's no position group, I think, on our team that has more experience, game experience than that group. And, you know, I think there's still a change in scheme. There's a change in how we call things. There's probably a subtle way, you know, how we're doing things a little bit differently. But by and large, you know, we're going to ask them to do things that are within a relatively confined box. And then everything else around that will make it look a little bit different and no different than any group. You know, how can we highlight their strengths, you know, and you know, I think is going to have a number of strengths. And one is just their the amount of time they've played together, so their ability to communicate and work with each other. But it's still a work in progress because there is some newness. And you know, I think those guys, you know, want to accept that responsibility as far as, hey, let's put this offense on our back. And, you know, when it's time to run and everybody knows in the stadium we're going to run the football, we can do that. But on the flip side, you know, I know they're going to take advantage of those opportunities, I hope, offensively, that from a play-action perspective, we can take that take advantage of that at the same time. So a good group, a group of leaders, a group of guys that want to compete and, you know, excited about their development to this point.
We're here at Buffalo Wild Wings in Bozeman, Montana, with first-year head coach of the Montana State Bobcats, Coach Brent Vegan. Coach, I know we talked about early on, you said one of the first couple of practices, it's an O-line group that's experienced, they're big, but yet you like the way they move, good bend, they've got a lot of upside too, guys that are real athletes up there on that offensive line.
Yeah, the days of just having big guys up front, I mean, that's way in the past. I think you want big athletes, you want guys that can move, guys that can play with good pad level, guys that can obviously, you know, take advantage of that athleticism on in both facets, both the run and pass game, and I think we got a good mix of that. We got some guys along with that athleticism. There's versatility. You know, I look at, you know, Lewis sitting right in front of me. Lewis has been a guard, and then he's been a tackle, and now he's been playing both this spring. I know Zach was a center, now he's playing guard, and I know Taylor Tuiasosopo's played in both spots. So I think having some versatility speaks to their experience, speaks to their athleticism, and you know, to think you're going to go through a year with just five guys, I think that's pretty crazy. So, you know, having guys that can move around, building depth is something that we're really working at right now.
What about, too, when you get to the offensive line position and you're recruiting, a lot of kids obviously coming out of high school are not going to have this size, are not going to be 300 pounds yet. They're going to have to be a process throughout that. Some of them moving from different positions in that. When you look at a recruit, see how much weight you can put on them, where they can play on the offensive line, what are you looking at in that scenario?
That's a good question. I think, you know, you're looking at frame, I guess. You're looking at their parents sometimes. You know, and that's honest to God. I mean, what is their growth potential? And you know, you'd rather build them up than to take them down. I think there's a number of kids from a high school perspective that are 300 pounds. Now, the very best of those 300-pounders, they're the very highest of the recruiting game. And then there's plenty of those guys that are that weight and probably shouldn't be that weight. So, yeah, we're looking at guys that have athleticism, that have relative length, that they can get in the weight room and they can work hard and they're competitive. And, you know, we've kind of figured out a long time ago that if you want to gain the weight, you can gain the weight. There's a way. So you'd rather have those guys that, like I said, have to build themselves up rather than the other way. But you know, shoot, there's heights, there's specs, all that stuff. You got to get, you know, guys that want to compete and want to become their very best.
Coach, I know a lot of the people here in attendance from Buffalo Wild Wings, people listening across the state, are pleased to know 2,500 fans are going to be allowed into the scrimmage coming up there in the end of April. There were questions how many, how it was going to look, everything that goes into it. But I'm sure it will be kind of nice to run out there with some fans, some hooting and hollering there for that spring game.
No question. You know, you got to go obviously back to December of 19 before anybody played in front of anybody, and let alone that's still just a faction of our team here in 21. So to be out there in our stadium with even 2,500 fans, I certainly hope we can get to that number. I think we'll provide a game atmosphere. You know, we're keeping score. The clock's going to be going. There's going to be fans in the stands. So many of our guys haven't had any game experience. It will provide that to a certain extent and certainly be a quick reminder to the guys that have been on the game field of what it's all about.
We're here at Buffalo Wild Wings with Coach Brent Fegan. We run from 6:30 to 7:30 each and every Wednesday on the Bobcat Radio Network or here at house from Buffalo Wild Wings. We're going to have more coming up with Coach towards the end of the show. Coach, get something to eat. We'll talk to you towards the end then.
All right, sounds good.
It's Coach Brent Fegan. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Catch Up from Learfield IMG College.
Hey, real quick, we know you're listening to this show because you love your college football team.
Or you just can't quit your college football team. But either way, I'm pretty sure on some level, you're into college football as a whole.
Yeah, that sounds right. So if you're way into all things college football, you gotta listen to the Solverbal College Football Podcast.
Strongly agree. We've got preview podcasts, recap podcasts. We do a weekly space-themed big picture college football podcast because, I don't know, we like space and we like college football.
Exactly. And that's because we don't just love college football on the Solid Verbal College Football Podcast. We live it.
Correct. Search for the Solid Verbal wherever you listen to any of your podcasts or head to solidverbal.com to make it easy and find all the info you need to subscribe to the show absolutely free.
Interbell provides up to 1 gig high-speed fiber internet to help run your business and keep you connected. Interbell serves the Tobacco Valley, all the way from the Canadian border south into the Flathead County. We are the best broadband for business and for life. Visit us in Eureka, where the mountains still rule the skyline. Enjoy world-class recreation and a welcoming community. We will be happy if you decide to stay a while. This message is powered by Interbell.
Universal Athletic has been a proud supporter of Bobcat Athletics for over 45 years. Check out their great selection of Bobcat apparel and accessories at their North 7th Avenue location or online at shop.msubobcats.com. Universal Athletic, a proud supporter of Bobcat Athletics for over 45 years. Visit them online at shop.msubobcats.com or come into their store at North 7th Avenue. Go Bobcats!
The win-win value lineup from Buffalo Wild Wings gets you more for less with buy one, get one free boneless wings every Thursday. It's like finding extra fries at the bottom of your bag, but they're boneless wings, and there's twice as many of them. What is this sorcery? It's Boneless Thursdays at B-Dubs, available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery.
BOGO of equal value at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout limited time. Delivery offer valid on Buffalo Wild Wings website and app subject to availability. Fees may apply plus taxes.
It's back. The return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
The Bobcats are proud to present these preferred local partners in the home service industry as members of Bobcat Build. Bozeman Brokers Real Estate, the local's choice when experience matters. Great Floors, great design begins with great floors. Montana State Athletics encourages our fans to choose these local businesses as they are proud local sponsors and demonstrate what it means to be a Bobcat. We are Bobcat Build.
Town and Country Foods is a proud supporter of Bobcat Athletics. As a locally owned company, we believe the benefit of buying local helps support the local economies in Southwest Montana. Our stores offer great selections of items you need every day, including organics, specialty foods, fresh meats and produce, along with incredible selections from our bakery and deli departments. Town and Country Foods is 100% employee owned and serves Southwest Montana with 6 locations. Visit your local Town and Country Foods today. Go Cats!
Back here on the Bobcat Radio Network, Cat Jack continues along from Buffalo Wild Wings in Bozeman, Montana. And on the Bobcat Radio Network, we're now joined with some of the offensive line guys. Coach Brian Armstrong, coach of the offensive line, as well as right tackle Lewis Kidd and left guard right now Zach Redd, also joining us. And, Coach, like we were talking about with Coach Vegan, I'm sure it's got to excite you to have a group like this with so much experience coming back and with guys that have been there and have game-like situations under their belt.
Yeah, it's exciting. I think we've got a good room. I think, you know, we're a long way from a finished product for sure. But, you know, through the first 7 practices, I think we've made improvement every day. And we've got a solid foundation, and we're excited about the future and really finishing out spring ball in the next 8 practices and seeing how good we can get in the next 8.
Zach, how has the first couple of weeks been now? Implementing a couple of new things, changing things up offensively. You guys a couple of practices in. How have things been going out there?
I think they've been going pretty well. I think a lot of people have done a pretty good job of adjusting with the new O in D.C. And I think Coach has really emphasized finishing, and I think the whole team as overall has done a really good job at that.
Lewis, you guys are out there practicing right now, and I know getting those practices in, now you'll get a spring game at the end of April, but I'm sure you and a lot of the guys on that offensive line are happy with the practices, but really eager here for 4.5 months once that season will start and in the 2020 season get back to a sense of normal a little bit.
100%. You know, for a while I was just kind of searching for that normalcy, especially during the quarantine period, during the height of the pandemic. But, you know, I think for me and a lot of the guys on the team, I can say that we're just grateful to be out there now. Even some teams who still can't, you know, are still limited and stuff like that. I know the pandemic taught me to just appreciate everything I get, every opportunity I get to go out there, because you never know when it's going to be your last. So I think guys have done a pretty good job of just staying in the moment, being able to take every practice one by one. And yeah, obviously we're super excited to get going in the fall and start competing. It's a little tough to see all these FCS teams competing this spring. And not be, you know, one of those teams on that list. But you know, what we're doing and what we're working for is bigger. So I think we all kind of have that vision.
Coach, what were some of the things that maybe the guys, some areas that you were able to, you know, help them out during COVID whenever things were shut down? You guys weren't able to obviously be in person, but were there other areas able for you guys to meet and be able to kind of develop them still from maybe a distance?
Yeah, I mean, we had a lot of Zoom meetings. I know they love Zoom meetings. I know if I'm bored of Zoom meetings, they're for sure bored of Zoom meetings. But, you know, so we got some stuff done for sure. It wasn't obviously not like being in person or anything like that, but it was better than doing nothing. Got a chance to watch film, and we'd spend a few days on ball and a few days just enjoying each other's company, a little O-line happy hour, so to speak, or less than an hour. But no, we had a good time on Zoom and got some work done. But nothing like being able to meet in person and watch stuff and actually walk through it or execute it, et cetera.
Coach, how's the ramp-up been? I know, Coach Vega's been talking about as you continue to implement new things and guys taking that information, being able to execute it out there on the field. How's that process been, too?
It's been good. Like Coach said, we're a work in progress for sure. We do have, some good experience in the room, but it's not exactly the same as it was. Just because we still call this a single or a double or a tray or a deuce or whatever doesn't mean that we're executing it exactly with the same techniques or to the same people. And so, that's a work in progress, and that'll continue throughout the next eight practices and through the summer and through fall camp as well. But I'm excited about where we can end up next fall. 2019 was a long time ago, and I don't know that we're quite where we finished 2019 even, but I think that we can be a very good unit, and I'm excited about the future.
We're here at Catch Up from Buffalo Wild Wings with the offensive line crew, Coach Brian Armstrong, right tackle Lewis Kidd, left guard Zach Redd. And Zach, Coach alluded to it. It's been a really long time since you've been out there on the field in the winter of 2019. How do you think your game and you as a person, as an offensive lineman, has changed from now till then?
I think I was really able to focus on myself in the weight room, and that really helped me out, especially as like an offensive line position. It's really built off of strength, and so I think being able to be in the weight room with an extra time helped me develop myself. And I was really rusty the first couple practices of spring ball, but starting to get into the groove, and so I think the weight room changes are starting to show up in positive ways.
And, Lewis, I know it interests a lot of the people out there, too. Not only, are you guys football players out there, you're also students, and you're also, getting a degree and hoping to move out into the world. You are right now a long-term sub at Gallatin throughout the day, too, right? Can
yes,
you talk us through
correct.
That a little bit more?
Yeah. I did my student teaching last fall with the season cancellation, so I was able to kind of get in there, do that. Work with a lot of great people over there, administration, all the teachers, all that stuff. It's nice to be at a new school, so that's super cool. Get to kind of see how that operates. And, one of the teachers obviously was going on maternity leave, and she reached out and asked me if I wanted the position. I went in and interviewed and got it. It's been awesome. Long days for sure, but, I figured why not? I wanted to make the most out of my degree and get some experience while I can, and worked out perfectly. Talked it over with the coaches. We're not used to this evening practice or afternoon practice, but it just kind of worked out that way this year, and I'm able to get my lifts done in the morning and head to school and then come back for practices and meetings and stuff. So the coaches were cool with it, and I kind of wanted to give myself that challenge for sure, and it's been going pretty well so far.
Lewis is one of the captains of this group and one of the team leaders for the offensive line group. How do you think that group's come together? There's been a lot of turmoil, are you playing a season, are you not, all the changes and everything. How's that group come together?
Yeah, I mean, we've all played together for a while, and, we're all pretty close, I would say. Obviously, there's still growing we can do. It's kind of tough, with COVID. It was tough to get to know everybody, and especially like younger guys coming in and stuff. But I think we've done a pretty good job of the time we've had just getting together and doing things together. We have fun together. We work well together. And, I think everybody wants to make each other better. And that's kind of what we're focused on right now for sure.
as we're here from Buffalo Wild Wings for Catch Out with the offensive line coach Brian Armstrong, as well as Lewis Kidd and Zach Redd on the program today. You know, Coach, we've been talking about what you did in the offseason, where you're at now. I'm sure that, you know, you were here whenever they were playing, weren't playing. You've been here through it all. You got to feel a sense of normalcy coming back now with fans going to be there for spring with a season coming up here in the 2020 season. You kind of get back to a sense of normal here a little bit now.
Yeah, no doubt. It's nice to, you know, yesterday it was, we saw four seasons, I think, yesterday. We're looking, man, are we going to be able to practice? And then it's 50 degrees and sunny, and it was nice to be out on the practice field and watching guys run around and make some plays. And, I'm super excited. It's nice to kind of settle back into the groove here a little bit and get back to the new normal, I guess.
Coach, not to put you on the spot, I know you got a veteran group here now. Are there any young guys so far a couple of weeks in that have kind of made you look a little bit?
Yeah, there's some young guys that are definitely stepping up. I think TJ Session is a guy that's having a nice spring. Hopefully he's not listening because you can't compliment that kid at all. he's having a nice spring. Jack Harlow's doing some good stuff. And so those are, I mean, really all the young guys are doing a good job. Those are probably the two guys that I think probably jump out at me the most. I don't know what you guys think, but.
Well, guys, thanks for coming through. Get something to eat, and best of luck here throughout the spring.
Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks so much. Again, that's Coach Brian Armstrong, Lewis Kidd, and Zach Redd all joining us here on the program. We'll be back with even more as you're listening to Cap Chat from Learfield IMG College.
Ready to build your brand? Think Inc. outside the box for your complete branding solutions. Located in Bozeman, Montana, we offer a full print shop for banners, signs, wraps, trade show booths and graphics, promotional products, and much more. If you can think it, we can ink it. We are a proud supporter and corporate sponsor of the MSU Bobcats. Like us on Facebook to see some of our cat wraps. Ready to build your brand? Think Inc. and call us at 406-922-6462 or visit us on the web at InkOutside.com.
Your home should be a retreat, and Mountain Hot Tub can help you create your own backyard vacation. With America's number one brand of hot tubs, Hot Spring Spas, you can enjoy a soothing massage every single day. Plus, relax knowing that Hot Spring Spas are energy efficient, easy to own, and designed for the beautiful Montana outdoors. Visit any one of Mountain Hot Tub's three locations in Bozeman, Butte, or Helena. Mountain Hot Tub, serving Montana's hot tub needs since 1979.
Hey Bobcat fans, Orange Theory Fitness of Bozeman is so excited about the start of this winning Bobcat football season. We are also super excited about you starting a winning season looking and feeling better than you ever have before. No matter what your fitness level, Orange Theory Fitness is for you. Come in and see why over a million people are in the best shape of their lives because they started doing Orange Theory Fitness. Call 406-577-3000 or stop in to see us at our studio next to Rose Hours in Bozeman. Cheers to a winning season and cheers to a winning you.
The Win-Win Value Lineup from Buffalo Wild Wings gets you more for less. With buy one, get one free boneless wings every Thursday. It's like finding extra fries at the bottom of your bag. But they're boneless wings, and there's twice as many of them. What is this sorcery? It's Boneless Thursdays at B-Dubs, available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery.
BOGO of equal value at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout limited time. Delivery offer valid on Buffalo Wild Wings website and app subject to availability. Fees may apply, plus taxes.
Town and Country Foods is a proud supporter of Bobcat Athletics. As a locally owned company, we believe the benefit of buying local helps support the local economies in Southwest Montana. Our stores offer great selections of items you need every day, including organics, specialty foods, fresh meats and produce, along with incredible selections from our bakery and deli departments. Town and Country Foods is 100% employee owned and serves Southwest Montana with 6 locations. Visit your local Town and Country Foods today. Go Cats!
The Bobcats are proud to present these preferred local partners in the home service industry as members of Bobcat Build. Bozeman Brokers Real Estate, the local's choice when experience matters. Great Floors, great design begins with great floors. Montana State Athletics encourages our fans to choose these local businesses as they are proud local sponsors and demonstrate what it means to be a Bobcat. We are Bobcat Build.
Welcome back here on Cat Chat from Buffalo Wild Wings. We are near the top of the hour. Let's step out 10 seconds so the stations on the Bobcat Radio Network can identify themselves. 10 seconds station identification as you're listening to Cat Chat.
XL Country, 100.7. KXLB Churchill, Bozeman, Belgrade. Also in Livingston.
On Translator K254AL.
Well, we continue along here from Buffalo Wild Wings for Cat Chat with Coach Brent Vegan each and every week, 6:30 to 7:30. You could join us. And now we're talking a little volleyball with Coach Daniel Jones joining us on the program. Coach, how are things going?
I'm climbing out of my hole of depression. How's that? it's nice the weather's turned nice because it gives me something to look forward to getting out.
Yeah, Coach, you know, just one of those tough things. You have a great season. It comes down to the tournament like that, a tough loss in the tournament. What was the locker room like? I'm sure it was a tough scenario going back there with a team that did so well during the regular season.
Yeah, I kind of said to my assistants before I walked in, I was like, what's the message right now? Because I was kind of at a loss for words. I think I was in shock. There was a lot of tears. I think a lot of the athletes were in shock. Certainly not the expectation we had going into that match. And even, you know, going back and looking statistically and looking at the film, we should have won, you know. And they played a really good, aggressive brand of volleyball. We didn't adapt to a couple of situations. But, you know, it certainly, it's put a fire in our bellies, that's for sure. The girls are already back in the gym. And we got back last Thursday. And on Monday, they're requesting to be in the gym. We've made this time period between now and the end of semester voluntary. And they're all working out. They're all requesting to be back in the gym. And so it's certainly there's a fire in their belly to make sure we take care of business next year in the fall.
Coach, such a weird, obviously, spring season with volleyball typically coming throughout the fall. You play into the spring. You compete for a championship throughout the entire way. What are some ways? How will you remember a season like this? Hopefully we never have another one.
You know, yeah, I'd like to burn it from my memory in a lot of ways, if I'm truly honest. You know, I just think the resiliency of the young women in the program is really what stands out to me. When you think about what we went through over the last 12 months, and, you know, I was thinking back to the time period, you know, not far from 12 months ago today, when they went home for spring break and then, bam, don't come back to campus. And then there's that complete scramble of, well, how do we get the freshmen out of the dorms? What are we going to do in the summer? And just the constant communication we had to be in and just their willingness to throw themselves whatever came at them. And they just threw themselves at it. And, you know, and then to start in August and to be 3 weeks in and potentially traveling that week and then NCAA shuts down the season. Again, it just felt like the carpet was pulled out from underneath us. But again, the young women in the program just stood up and said, hey, it's okay, whatever's next. And you know, we try and set that tone as a coaching staff, of course, but it takes the young women in the program to buy into what we're telling them, and they're just so bought into this. It's pretty phenomenal.
Coach, what's the future look like for this program? I mean, everyone's able to obviously come back that wants to. Obviously, some people got to move on. Things have to change. You'll make those decisions. But
Libby Christensen, number three, who's had a pretty significant role, the libero jersey, trying to take over from Alyssa Rizzo. And then Lexi Goroski, another libero, and Haley Merkus, who was another outside hitter for us. And pretty quickly, you know, we had early discussions with them, and Lexi and Haley, we've both agreed for them to move on and graduate and get on with life. Hannah Scott is a really unique situation. She'd actually set herself up to graduate in last December. So she's actually graduated her undergraduate degree already. And we talked to her as soon as we knew and said, hey, would you like to do another year? And she's enrolled right now in an online, in a master's program, a one-year master's program. So she's going to graduate with an undergraduate and a graduate degree and continue to compete in the fall. So that's pretty exciting for her. And then Libby Christensen is one of our team captains, and we asked her to come back. The leadership she provides is outstanding, and she really grew in leaps and bounds in her role in the libero jersey. So they're the two that will be coming back, and so we're going to have a bigger roster than typical. We've got 18 or 19 on the roster, where typically we carry around 15 or 16. I'm excited about that, though, because I think it provides a lot of depth and a lot of opportunity for coverage. And it also allows us to redshirt potentially some of our incoming freshmen. So,
Coach, what about What about the NCAA tournament? It's going to be starting up for volleyball. Volleyball as a whole moving into the spring this year to be able to get the season in. What's just your overall thoughts on that?
I think the NCAA has done a phenomenal job. I think, you know, there's a lot of publicity around the basketball tournaments just the last few weeks. And obviously there was some discourse about, you know, the differences between the men's and the women's basketball tournaments. And that discourse has carried over to the volleyball tournament, to be honest. There's a bit of chatter around, hey, what are they going to do for the teams in this bubble? They're putting everyone in a bubble in Omaha, similar to what they did in San Antonio and Indianapolis for the basketball teams. There's going to be four courts running in one arena, and they're going to set it up pretty similar to what you've seen on TV with screens and make it a studio court, and there's going to be limited fans. But I think they've done a phenomenal job to put it on, and there's going to be a field of 48, which is non-traditional for us. We typically have 64. So it actually provides a really unique situation for some of the mid-majors like us. We were just talking about it off-air before we got on, where Weber State, who's going on to represent the Big Sky, has a very winnable game in the first round against Bowling Green. And what that does for us as a program is if the Big Sky goes out and wins a first-round tournament match, then it puts us in a position as a program. When we win, we get a little more respect. And maybe we get a little bit of seeding when we go into that tournament. So, you know, I think it's nothing but positives for the sport and for us as a Big Sky Conference.
Coach, we were talking on the television show yesterday. I mean, typically you get done in the month of November, and you've got, you know, now an entire 9 months to go out recruiting or get the job done. I mean, my goodness, the season's knocking on the door already with August right around the corner.
Yeah, it's wild. I'm going to take every minute I can. My five-year-old son is determined how to fish this summer, so we've been in the front yard this afternoon practicing his casting with a marker on it, and you know, so I'll take every minute I can to hit the recharge button myself. And I'm telling the team they have to do the same thing. We can't afford to kind of just lurch through April and May with the expectation of being back on campus in June to prepare for August. Everyone's got to be deliberate about hit that recharge button, reset button, in April, May, and then when we come back in June, hit it hard and be ready to go in August.
Coach, I know that we were talking last night, too. You are going to be able to have your camp. Some of the people listening out there, you'll be able to get an opportunity to be able to do that this summer.
Yep. I could not be more excited. We love camps at Montana State Volleyball, and just got told we're going to have a capacity of 150 campers at each camp, which is awesome. Our camp registrations are open. So people can get on msubobcats.com, go to the volleyball page and hit the camps link, and their registrations are open. I will say this, what they've done, the company we use to do the registrations has done this a really nice thing, where you can get on and register, and you won't be charged until 2 weeks out from camp just to make sure that they're still on. Mm. So I'd encourage people to get on, register, make sure you reserve your place, knowing that, hey, you don't have to pay today, but you will be charged for it when we get to the time.
Well, Coach, a good season, competed for a championship, and now let's do it all again in August. We'll talk to you then.
Yeah, I can't wait. It was a great season. I want to give a shout-out to Bobcat Nation just for all of the support. I look out, and there's so many fans in the building here right now, and just a phenomenal groundswell of support for the volleyball program. I can't wait to have you all back in Stroyer and make that place shake again. So thank you.
Thanks so much, Coach. We'll be back with even more coverage. You're listening to Cat Chat from Learfield IMG College.
The Bobcats are proud to present these preferred local partners in the home service industry as members of Bobcat Build. Bozeman Brokers Real Estate, the local's choice when experience matters. Great Floors, great design begins with great floors. Montana State Athletics encourages our fans to choose these local businesses as they are proud local sponsors and demonstrate what it means to be a Bobcat. We are Bobcat Build.
Interbell provides up to 1 gig high-speed fiber internet to help run your business and keep you connected. Interbell serves the Tobacco Valley, all the way from the Canadian border south into the Flathead County. We are the best broadband for business and for life. Visit us in Eureka, where the mountains still rule the skyline. Enjoy world-class recreation and a welcoming community. We will be happy if you decide to stay a while. This message is powered by Interbell.
Town and Country Foods is a proud supporter of Bobcat Athletics. As a locally owned company, we believe the benefit of buying local helps support the local economies in Southwest Montana. Our stores offer great selections of items you need every day, including organics, specialty foods, fresh meats and produce, along with incredible selections from our bakery and deli departments. Town and Country Foods is 100% employee owned and serves Southwest Montana with 6 locations. Visit your local Town and Country Foods today. Go Cats!
Universal Athletic has been a proud supporter of Bobcat Athletics for over 45 years. Check out their great selection of Bobcat apparel and accessories at their North 7th Avenue location or online at shop.msubobcats.com. Universal Athletic, a proud supporter of Bobcat Athletics for over 45 years. Visit them online at shop.msubobcats.com or come into their store at North 7th Avenue. Go Bobcats!
The Win-Win Value lineup from Buffalo Wild Wings gets you more for less. With buy one, get one free boneless wings every Thursday. It's like finding extra fries at the bottom of your bag. But they're boneless wings, and there's twice as many of them. What is this sorcery? It's Boneless Thursdays at B-Dubs, available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery.
BOGO of equal value at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout limited time. Delivery offer valid on Buffalo Wild Wings website and app subject to availability. Fees may apply, plus taxes.
Are you searching for your dream home in the Gallatin Valley? Prescott Ranch is Belgrade's newest family-friendly neighborhood of affordable luxury homes. Just 15 minutes from MSU and the excitement of Bobcats sporting events. Prescott Ranch has all the perks of upscale, maintenance-free living without the hassle of the Bozeman housing market. Visit PrescottRanch.com to view our floor plans and schedule a model home tour today. Go Cats!
Hey Bobcat fans, Orange Theory Fitness of Bozeman is so excited about the start of this winning Bobcat football season. We are also super excited about you starting a winning season looking and feeling better than you ever have before. No matter what your fitness level, Orange Theory Fitness is for you. Come in and see why over a million people are in the best shape of their lives because they started doing Orange Theory Fitness. Call 406-577-3000 or stop in to see us at our studio next to Rose Hours in Bozeman. Cheers to a winning season and cheers to a winning you.
Cat Chat continues from Buffalo Wild Wings here on the Bobcat Radio Network as we have Tori Martell with us in house. You get the biggest round of applause out of anybody. I love it here in house. Tori Martell just recently winning the 3-point shootout there a couple of days back. Man, what a whirlwind. What a last couple of days, I'm sure, for yourself. I mean, just talk a little bit about that process and just. How that's all gone down.
Yeah, it was really fun. I got there on Wednesday. I flew in. They had someone holding a sign for me. They picked me up, like chauffeured me to the hotel. And then we spent that Wednesday night all shooting together and just had like some warm up, some ESPN production interviews. And then Thursday we shot and did that preliminary round. And that's how I got in the Hot Shot championship. And then we kind of waited around all day, and I didn't shoot till 9 p.m. that night in Indianapolis. So, yeah, once we got there, it started, and it went really, really fast.
How did you find out that you were going to be selected? You were going to be one of the ones going. How did you find that out?
Coach Ben told me and the rest of the team at the same time when we finished our final conference game in Sacramento. So she announced it in front of the whole team, and it was really fun. Everyone was super excited for me. We kind of all just got to celebrate that. Just that part of getting to go together, so that was really fun.
So you found out you were going to go, obviously, and then there's a little bit of time. What was the training like? What did you do here in Bozeman to try to have a shot to be at your best?
Well, I took the first week off and went to Florida. Had to get a little break in, and then me and Jeff and Ben, we simulated what it would be like for like 4 days leading up to it, and we got a lot of practice rounds in, and just those two would shag balls and run across the court and reset up the racks for me. So they helped me a ton to like prepare for it and simulate what it would actually be like.
You walk out there, you know it's going to be a nationally broadcast event. You know that there's going to be a lot of eyes on this. Were you nervous going out there at all?
Oh yeah, I've never honestly been that nervous. I probably shouldn't say that, but I was like kind of shaky. I was like, okay, I'll go through the first round and I won't be nervous anymore. And I was like, oh my gosh, why am I still nervous even after the first round? And then second round got a little better. Third and fourth round, I wasn't nervous at all. I was just having fun at that point.
That's the thing. You hit 17 in the first round, and then in the second round you hit 19, and then in the championship you hit 22. Just continued to get better and better each and every time. Mm-hmm. Was it just a little bit more comfortable with it and everything, you think, that saw it go through?
Oh, yeah. I was kind of just more locked in on the shooting part instead of being nervous that I was on TV. And then, yeah, my mom was like, they're so close to you, like behind you as they're like cheering. Yeah. I'm like, I honestly didn't even like hear them or see them because I was just pretty locked in at that point.
I know we were just talking. You said maybe because there weren't fans or that, it seemed like everyone was just kind of having fun. Everyone was kind of carefree. Is that kind of the vibe that was there?
Oh, yeah. That was definitely the best part of the whole experience, is just getting to meet so many different players all over the country and us all getting so close in like one day and just being so hyped for each other and just having so much fun even without fans there. Yeah.
How did you make sure, because it seemed like some of the other people who were shooting, you know, you'd miss one and then you'd miss a couple in a row, you kind of get in your head. Mm-hmm. You did a really good job of missing, you know, if you missed one, then it was bounce right back to the next one. How do you do that? How do you get that type of a mindset?
I don't know. I feel like I just focused a lot on the money ball, and that kind of helped me, especially the first round. Like, I made every money ball, and I was like, if I wouldn't have made those, I don't think I would have moved on. So I think focusing on that last ball was really crucial for me.
How about then you win the whole women's side of the three-point shootout, and then you have to go second in the competition against the men's and women's winners go against each other. And I know you kind of wanted to go first, didn't you? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did. They let the women go second every time because it's like an advantage, but I'm like, I want to go first. But unfortunately, I couldn't go first, but I mean, he shot really well, so I was like, I obviously knew I had to do well after that.
Right. It was kind of funny because he made 23, and everyone was kind of like writing it off then, okay, he did really good. He made 23, whatever. And then you came up and just started making them in a row, and everyone's like, watch out a little bit. I mean, you just kind of got in stride there, especially on those last couple of shots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, at the second to last rack, I was like, I know I have to make all of these. I could just tell. And I missed one. I'm like, dang it. And then I made, like, the final whole rack. And everyone was cheering so loud behind me. I'm like, did I win? And then I looked up. I was like, oh, dang it. But, no, it was so fun just to get to compete at that, the last round, too.
And sure, too, it's got to be one of those situations where, you know, you're wearing a Montana State Bobcat jersey. You're out there on the national stage. You get a chance to, you know, kind of represent Montana State. I know on social media, everyone here in-house was so excited for you and just happy to have the opportunity to represent the Bobcats so well. That's got to be cool to do it on a big stage like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really cool for that. And there's just the love and support that I got from everyone after that. It was unreal. It was so fun just to see everything on social media and just everyone from all over the state of Montana just kind of like really happy for me and excited for me.
I got to imagine, too, that turned some eyes across the country, too. One of the questions we got thrown in here from Brian, he says, if you have the chance to play pro ball, would you do it?
I did think about it for a little bit. I talked to an agent for a little bit, but I think I'm just going to go into my nursing profession.
How about that? I mean, obviously, with everything going on with COVID, the nursing overall, nurses have been kind of so important throughout this, all throughout the process mm-hmm. of it all. I mean, it's got to make you really prideful to go into a career like that that is changing so many things.
Oh, yeah. Nurses are really needed right now, especially. And, yeah, I'm definitely excited to start this new chapter and see what it brings.
Well, congratulations. Way to go. Best of luck here in the future, Tori.
Thank you.
That's Tori Martell here from Buffalo Wild Wings as again, she wins the three-point shootout, puts the Bobcats there, helps them out a little bit on ESPN2. We're going to get a break in. We'll be back joined with Coach Brent Vegan after this. You're listening to Cat Chat from Learfield IMG College.
Hey, Bobcat fans. Orange Theory Fitness of Bozeman is so excited about the start of this winning Bobcat football season. We are also super excited about you starting a winning season looking and feeling better than you ever have before. No matter what your fitness level, Orange Theory Fitness is for you. Come in and see why over a million people are in the best shape of their lives because they started doing Orange Theory Fitness. Call 406-577-3000 or stop in to see us at our studio next to Rose Hours in Bozeman. Cheers to a winning season and cheers to a winning you.
Town and Country Foods is a proud supporter of Bobcat Athletics. As a locally owned company, we believe the benefit of buying local helps support the local economies in Southwest Montana. Our stores offer great selections of items you need every day, including organics, specialty foods, fresh meats and produce, along with incredible selections from our bakery and deli departments. Town and Country Foods is 100% employee owned and serves Southwest Montana with 6 locations. Visit your local Town and Country Foods today. Go Cats!
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Universal Athletic has been a proud supporter of Bobcat Athletics for over 45 years. Check out their great selection of Bobcat apparel and accessories at their North 7th Avenue location or online at shop.msubobcats.com. Universal Athletic, a proud supporter of Bobcat Athletics for over 45 years. Visit them online at shop.msubobcats.com or come into their store at North 7th Avenue. Go Bobcats!
Ready to build your brand? Think Inc. outside the box for your complete branding solutions. Located in Bozeman, Montana, we offer a full print shop for banners, signs, wraps, trade show booths and graphics, promotional products, and much more. If you can think it, we can ink it. We are a proud supporter and corporate sponsor of the MSU Bobcats. Like us on Facebook to see some of our cat wraps. Ready to build your brand? Think Inc. and call us at 406-922-6462 or visit us on the web at InkOutside.com.
The Win-Win Value Lineup from Buffalo Wild Wings gets you more for less. With buy one, get one free boneless wings every Thursday. It's like finding extra fries at the bottom of your bag. But they're boneless wings, and there's twice as many of them. What is this sorcery? It's Boneless Thursdays at B-Dubs, available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery.
BOGO of equal value at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout limited time. Delivery offer valid on Buffalo Wild Wings website and app subject to availability. Fees may apply, plus taxes.
Back here on Cat Chat with Coach Brent Vegan from Buffalo Wild Wings. Zach Mackey with you on the Bobcat Radio Network. I remind you that the Ribbon Chop House in Bozeman is now open. I hope that you'll join us each Tuesday night at 7 o'clock while we tape the Bobcat Insider for ABC Fox. I'll be there with Coach Brent Vegan, some of the other assistants talking all things Bobcats. If you haven't checked out the Ribbon Chop House, I hope that you will soon. And also we remind you that if you missed any portions of our coaches' radio shows, you can always catch them on demand via our podcast, the Bobcat Insider. You can download and subscribe wherever you get your podcast, again, to be able to re-listen to the entire portion of this program. Back joined with Coach Brent Vegan here on one of our final segments here today, and we've taken some of the questions that people have submitted here in-house, so you can let us know on social media as well if you got some of those questions across. Coach, one of the first ones we get in here comes from Bob. He says, are you looking to add drop-down players this late in the game?
Good question. I think, you know, you're always evaluating your roster. And I think with the change in scheme a little bit, I think it's a fair question. I think we've, you know, we're seven in, and I think there's potential for it. By no means do you want to build your team off of that. If we can find a guy out there that can help us do what we want to do in the fall, I think we'd be open to that. You know, it certainly starts with evaluating our guys here first and foremost, and that's what we've been doing. And you know, we'll have to see where that kind of leads us over the next couple weeks.
Coach, James asks, what are you looking for in the quarterbacks during the springtime? What will help you to determine who's going to be the starter?
Well, I think it's the guy that's going to put us in position to win football games the most. That's a pretty loaded statement. And that could be a lot of things. Each one of them brings their own strengths and probably has some weaknesses as well. So, you know, as we go through practice, you know, who can drive the team down the field the most, who can make plays in those situations we talked about, third down, red zone. You know, I know from a skill set perspective, you know, there's certainly physical attributes. It's who can throw the ball the best, who's going to be able to run the ball the best, but who can manage and run our offense the best too. So a lot of things go into it, and that's a, you know, a daily, day in, day out evaluation from a meeting to a practice perspective. And I think we're really, you know, we've really improved a bunch in 7 days as far as I can see. And I know talking to Coach Housewright, he's been real pleased with the growth. And, you know, I think we'll, you know, on Saturday go live with them a little bit, make football real. I think yesterday, I don't know how many lives they would have had. I think a couple of the guys would have been needed a few extra ones the way they stood in there and let defenders run right by them. So, you know, I think it's an all-encompassing eval that is complicated, but I think we'll come to a conclusion here, you know, at the tail end of spring.
Coach, obviously Taylor Housewright coaches the quarterbacks. He's the offensive coordinator. Who ultimately makes that decision? Will that be, I mean, obviously, I would assume a decision that you'll make and determine of who's going to be the quarterback. That's been obviously a contentious thing that people have looked to here at Montana State the last couple of years.
Yeah, I think it'll be a collective decision. You know, ultimately, to me, I think the position coach, you know, has to have a whole ton of say in any personnel decisions we make. I think either side of the football, you know, collectively, you know, discussing those things, then I want to be in part of those conversations and, you know, healthy conversations, discussions at times, pretty clear decisions at times, and, you know, come to a, you know, an agreement. But it'll be collective, in particular at the quarterback position, with Coach Housewright really taking the lead, though.
Coach, Brian asks a question. Other than football, what other activities do you and your family enjoy doing? We know that you guys are out skiing, doing some of the skiing stuff as well, but are there other activities that you and the family enjoy?
Well, with three boys and you know, ranging from 10 to 17 right now, 14 in the middle, I think the top thing we probably do is run around with all their different activities from a sporting perspective, whether that's baseball coming up, football in the fall, basketball in the winter. Trying to decide for my youngest right now if traveling to Salt Lake and playing hoops over and over again is in the cards or not. But I think that's where it starts. In the wintertime, getting out and skiing. In the summertime, getting out and hiking is something that we've done while we're, you know, in Laramie. And I know we'll be able to continue doing that again. And so it's kind of revolves around their schedules. You know, obviously my schedule is fairly dictated. So, you know, any time that I have an opportunity to spend with them and do things with them, we want to make the most of it.
As we're here on Catch Up with Coach Brent Vegan all throughout the month of April, we'll run all the way to the end of April, going 6:30 to 7:30 from Buffalo Wild Wings in-house. So you could join us on the Bobcat Radio Network across the state. We continue with some of the questions that people in-house submitted to Coach Vegan. Coach Deanna asked, what direction or instruction will you give to your players between the end of the spring scrimmage to the start of practice in August?
That's a great question. I think the first thing is they're going to have some time off where they can go home. You know, this has been obviously it's such an unusual year. So, you know, with classes ending at the end of April, which is a week early, we're allowing them to really utilize May and get home. If that means spending a week or spending a month, they have that opportunity. You know, making some money on the side if they can get a job back home. But working out's a piece to that, and then, you know, beginning of June and then through July, you know, we'll require them to be here in Bozeman working out. That's primarily going to be with Coach Heron and the strength staff, but they'll have an opportunity to spend some time, in particular in the film room with our coaches. And, you know, I think the biggest thing is we lay out at the end of spring, hey, here's where you're at individually, here's where you need to get to, here's how you get there. Here's where we're at as an offensive, defense, special teams, you know, and what can we do to enhance that in the summer. So, you know, the summertime is as critical as any period for a football team to continue to develop, and we're going to do all we can to be a better team in August than we will leave here in April.
So, Deanna, you got a good question. They always compete, Coach, to see if you'll say good, that's a good question or not.
Ooh.
And you did. They got one of the good questions from today's show. Coach, I know also you got a Zoom tomorrow with some of the former players, too, going to be able to get them together and be able to talk to some of those former Bobcats.
Yeah, had Bobby Daly, obviously former great Bobcat player, our linebackers coach, kind of organized that along with some former players that are here in Bozeman, and really want former players to know that they're welcome back, that, you know, we want them as involved as they possibly can be wherever they are. whether that's locally here or across our country. And you know, this is just an introduction, a starting point. I know they had some activities over the last couple of years. I think that things are moving in that direction where they're just welcome back. And you know, I think the pride that former players have in this program, but there's also sometimes a hesitancy, especially as coaches change, as regimes change over the years. So that's my biggest message is, hey, we want you, you know, we want you part of it. You're as important as anybody in the grand scheme of things. You know, get them back for games, having to, you know, try to plan an event over the course of the year where, you know, our staff can meet former players, our current players can meet former players, because they're going to be former players before they know it here, and you know, we want them to be as attached moving forward as they are right now.
Coach, you went with the sampler last week. How about this week?
Back to Desert Heat Traditional. So, okay. I know. I don't even think I had to place an order. She knew exactly what I wanted. So
that's good. Well, yeah. Another week in the books, Coach. Thanks for joining us. And, again, a couple of practices here upcoming this couple of weeks. Looks like some good weather coming in Saturday, too, for an opportunity to be able to get some 11-on-11 scrimmage.
Yeah, we're getting on the good side of the weather, it would seem. Snow in the morning, beautiful day in the afternoon yesterday, so we lucked out there. Important couple weeks ahead of us, and obviously that spring game down the road, you know, certainly welcome everybody within the confines, I guess, of that 2,500, but hopefully we can fill it up and appreciate all the support and all the faces, the familiar faces. It's becoming more and more familiar each week out here at Buffalo Wild Wings, and hope this crew can continue to grow and grow as we move forward.
Yeah, and don't kid, you can go online and be able to reserve yourself a spot to get there to the spring game presented by the Rocking R Bar as well. We'll have a full broadcast of the game. Coach is going to join us a couple of times during the game to kind of break it down, talk a little bit about the scrimmage and everything that goes into it. So thanks so much, Coach, for joining us, and we'll talk to you again next Wednesday.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for everybody coming out. Go Cats.
That's Coach Brent Vegan. Again, each and every Wednesday, you can join us from 6:30 to 7:30 from Buffalo Wild Wings. Our thanks to everyone for Jesse Ropilato and the crew back. Keeping us on the air here today. I'm Zach Mackey, and you've been listening to Cat Chat from Learfield IMG College.
You've been listening to Cat Chat with head football coach Brent Vegan. Brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings, the official home of Cat Chat, every Wednesday night at 6:30. State Farm. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Montana State University, mountains and mines. Town Pump Food Stores, proud sponsor of the Brawl of the Wild Series. And by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Bobcats Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.